Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The verses for this morning's sermon are from the Gospel reading, especially verses 4, 5, 6. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood there in dazzling apparel. And as they were frightened and bowed down their faces to the ground, the men said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? Remember how he told you while he was in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise." And they remembered his words. This is the text. We've come to a very exciting week of celebrations of the marvelous resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yesterday evening, we paid attention to the word fear. There are many words in the resurrection story that are emphasized. He is risen, rejoice, fear. Today, I'd like to point some attention to the word remember. Remember is a very important word at this seminary. You are here for 4 years trying to gather enough information to remember when you sit down with three faculty people at what is called a fraternal discussion. You are trying to remember weekly, even daily, those things that are stuffed into your head that you have to recall on exam. We have a lot to do in remembering. The interesting thing is that the writer of Luke also was very interested in remembering. Luke has the word remember more times than any other gospel writer, and twice as much as any writer that has it. Remember is a very important word. And if it is for us important also this morning, then we should look at why it's important, what we remember, and how we remember, and then what do we do about it. Remembering can be very, very painful sometimes. Mother says to the child, "Do you remember I told you to put on your rubbers before you went out to splash in the mud?" And he looks down at his muddy feet, and he doesn't want to remember. He forgot, and you and I also forget. Remembering can be painful. Remembering can also be very, very lifeless. I'm not sure that I really believe what Kodak preaches on TV. Pictures are not alive. They are dead. The notations on a piece of paper with the name J.S. Bach in the corner may be a remembrance of what he wrote, but it's dead. Until someone picks it up and sits down and with living hands does something to that dead piece of paper. It remembers, but the memory is dead. I was a little surprised to find in these same chapters that there's almost a pun in what Luke wrote. You see, the word for grave in the Greek is from the same root as the word to remember. A grave or a tomb is something that we use to remember a person who is dead. Our remembrances of our faults in the past and the dead remembrances in stone and on paper are just so much nothing, and they don't help us very much in our daily life. Someone might say, it's a pleasant look in the past, but it's not much more than that. But remembering can also be quite alive and quite joyful. And remembering, in the words of Luke, was almost always that. remember two times in the first chapter. And he ends his book with the word remember two times in the last chapter. The two times in the first chapter, Luke would have us remember through the mouth of Mary and Zechariah the promises of God. Mary said, remember his mercy to us. And Zechariah said, remember his promise. Remember can become a word filled with life. In the middle of Luke, there is another instance of remember. Close to the end in chapter 16, we find it in the words of Abraham, who's talking to the rich man in hell, and he says, remember, in life you had all these good things, but now Lazarus is here. He didn't want to remember, but the grace of God with Lazarus in his bosom was something to remember for joy. And finally, as a prelude to the last chapter, the remember that took place on the cross. It was the thief who said, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus makes a promise that says, God remembers. And when God remembers, there is life and there is joy. And the women who walked to the tomb that morning, when they remembered what God had done, and the angel pricked their minds, they knew he is risen, he is not here. They remembered. And after their remembering, they had nothing else to do but rejoice and tell. We could remember in dead stones. I understand that some people witness that way, like dead stones. They go up to a person, they've learned a dialogue, and they turn it on. They ask questions, they think they're going to get strange answers, to which they can then witness. Some people believe that you can witness through TV and media. I don't want to put it down, but by the same token, research shows that few people are won for the Lord Jesus Christ through TV. What is true is that people are won to the Lord Jesus Christ not by dead remembering tombs, but by living remembering people, like the women, like you, like me, living joyful people who remember God's promise that he said, today you will be with me in paradise. We can remember probably only the past and the sinful things that are there. But as we really think about remember, it is that God remembers us that gives us the life and the joy. And when that life and joy is ours, we can't help but tell. A word important for us, a word important for Luke, but most of all and wonderfully, a word important for God. He remembered us, each one, and we tell. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of